Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving headfirst into the wild west of email open rates, specifically in sales.
Ooh, exciting, because let's be honest, 6% open rates and a 0.9% reply rate, that's terrifying, like trying to find a needle in a haystack made of deleted emails.
Exactly. It's a digital graveyard out there. But guess what? There's a glimmer of hope, a beacon in the darkness. We're talking 43% open rates and 20% reply rates. It's like discovering a hidden oasis in the desert.
Hold up, 43% and 20%? Are we talking about some secret society of email ninjas? How's that even possible?
It's all about the show me you know me approach. Forget generic subject lines like quick question. Those are like spam magnets. We need to personalize, personalize, personalize.
Right, like that example for the Tory Burch chief logistics officer? The subject line was so specific it was almost nonsensical, but it worked.
Exactly. And the best part? It's scalable. Think fraternities, shared experiences, anything that connects you to multiple executives on a personal level. It's like a secret handshake for your inbox.
I see. Interesting. So it's not just about personalization, it's about strategic personalization, like using plus signs to break up longer subject lines.
You got it. Think Switzerland plus Leap cheeseburger. Total gibberish to anyone else, but pure gold to someone with those specific connections. It's like a personalized puzzle that begs to be solved.
And then there's that crucial first sentence. It's like the second act of the play. What's the strategy there?
Two approaches. Classic intro. Hi, Bill. We have yet to be properly introduced. Or dive straight into the show me you know me detail. Like, Bill, I saw your recent post about Sprinkles, the dog. My pup Fido would love to play sometime. I see, but I'm a bit skeptical about mentioning dogs. Isn't that a bit much?
Not at all. It shows you're paying attention, you're human, you're not just another sales bot. It creates a connection. But keep it authentic, don't force it.
Got it. And the value proposition. Don't just tell them what you do, tell them what problem you solve for them, right?
Precisely. And anticipate their objections. Don't just say, we can boost your LinkedIn Sales Navigator usage rates. Address the, but we already have a customer success manager objection head on. Show them why they still need you.
Okay, last but not least, the closing. No calendar links, no demanding immediate responses, right?
Absolutely. Do you have time over the next week or two to learn more? Let me know what works and I'll send an invite. Boom. Respectful, flexible, and completely disarming. It's like offering a velvet-lined trap. They can't resist.
Wow, that's a lot to take in, but I feel like I've just been given the keys to the email kingdom. Any final thoughts?
Just this. Practice, practice, practice. Even 20 quality emails a week can make a world of difference. Start small, refine your approach, and watch those replies roll in. It's like magic, but it's not. It's strategy.
And on that note, we'll wrap up this episode of Nutty's Show. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, the key to email success is in your hands, or rather, in your keyboard. So get typing. Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.